Let's talk about presidential dining habits, specifically those of our current commander-in-chief, whose relationship with nutrition makes a college freshman's diet look like a wellness retreat menu. We're talking about a man who reportedly considers ketchup a vegetable and thinks the four food groups are McDonald's, KFC, Diet Coke, and whatever served at Mar-a-Lago. His diet plan appears to have been designed by someone who thinks the food pyramid is just a suggestion from Big Vegetable. The McDonald's obsession is legendary. This is a guy who probably has the McDonald's app bookmarked above the Constitution on his phone. He orders fast food like he's conducting international diplomacy. I'll take two Big Macs, large fries, and world peace to go. Diet Coke consumption that would make Coca-Cola executives weep tears of joy and cardiologists weep tears of genuine concern. We're talking about someone who treats Diet Coke like it's an essential vitamin. Doctor, what do you recommend for my health? Well, maybe start with water. Water? Never heard of her. The well-done steak situation is particularly tragic. Asking for well-done steak with ketchup is like asking Michelangelo to paint your house beige. Somewhere, a cow died for that piece of leather you're calling dinner. Fast food delivered to the White House is peak American irony. Here's a building with world-class chefs who can prepare literally anything, and the order's going out, can I get a number three combo but make it presidential? The White House kitchen staff probably keeps a stack of takeout menus next to the state dinner china. His exercise philosophy seems to be that the human body is like a battery with finite energy, so why waste it on exercise when you could conserve it for more important things like tweeting and eating? It's like fitness advice from someone who thinks a remote control is cardio equipment. The golf cart usage is legendary. This is a man who drives a golf cart to the golf cart. He's turned what's supposed to be a walking sport into a mobile dining experience. Four, and can someone bring me a Diet Coke to the seventh hole? Reportedly, vegetables are treated like political opponents, avoided at all costs, and occasionally attacked on social media. Somewhere there's a sad piece of broccoli wondering what it did to deserve such hatred. His relationship with salad is more distant than his relationship with fact checkers. The irony of someone who lives on fast food constantly talking about American strength and vitality is pretty rich. And I mean rich, like the cholesterol levels we're probably dealing with here. Make America Great Again apparently doesn't include making American presidential diets great again. Presidential physical exams become works of creative writing. The president is in excellent health. Sounds like it was written by the same people who describe his Twitter posts as presidential communications. Medical professionals reading those reports probably need their own medical attention afterward. The contrast with other presidents is striking. We went from presidents who jogged and ate healthy to one whose idea of a marathon is binge-watching cable news while eating KFC. It's like going from an athlete to someone whose biggest physical challenge is opening a particularly stubborn Big Mac container. State dinners must be interesting when your palate considers anything more exotic than ketchup to be foreign interference. What's this green stuff? Sir, that's parsley. Fake garnish? Sad. But here's the thing. In a weird way, it's refreshingly honest. Finally, a president whose diet actually matches the average American's relationship with healthy eating. Most politicians pretend to eat quinoa while secretly craving cheeseburgers. At least we know where this one stands on the nutritional political spectrum. The real question is whether the Secret Service includes protecting him from his own dietary choices in their job description. Mr. President, we've secured the perimeter and hidden the French fries. So here's to presidential dining habits that make nutritionists everywhere question their life choices and fast food executives everywhere plan their retirement. At least we know one thing for sure. This presidency is definitely not sponsored by the American Heart Association. Stay healthy out there, folks. Someone has to balance out the presidential food pyramid.